Maryland Today is number one in our students' AP successes for 7 years in a row, number one in education, 5 years in a row, number one in holding down the cost of college tuition, number one in innovation and entrepreneurship for 2 years in a row, number one in businesses owned by women, and number one in median household income.
We're number one. That was Governor O'Malley's very last State of the State speech. We carried it live here on WBAL Radio, and he delivered it as an assessment of his last 7 years as governor and also as a look forward. State Senator Jim Rosapep is a Democrat from College Park who says the governor's legacy is keeping the state healthy and strong despite very challenging economic times. And Mr. Rosapep joins us now. Senator, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
It sounds like you became a fan of the governor right from the get-go when he froze tuition rates.
Absolutely. I mean, he inherited a tough situation. We had a billion-dollar structural deficit. We had incredible social and partisan division in Annapolis. And he brought a breath of fresh air. He worked with Democrats and Republicans. He worked with people from different areas of the state. And he took on the tough challenges. He called a special session his first year to get the state's fiscal house in order. And that really put Maryland in a position where when the Great Recession came, because of the international financial crisis, we had our ducks in a row. And so even though we had to make big budget cuts and we had to raise revenue and there were difficult times for sure, we were well prepared for the national recession.
In all fairness, did you think it was easier for him coming in as a Democrat to be able to work with the majority of Democrats that run this state?
Absolutely. But I also think it's because he has a skill set that all of us should learn in kindergarten. He knows how to work with others. When I came in, I was elected the same year he was. I was surprised to hear my Republican colleagues say that he was consulting them more than his Republican predecessor had. So I think a lot of it is his skill set in working with other people and bringing about consensus to make big, tough decisions. A great example is gambling. I mean, he is not an enthusiast of gambling. Governor Ehrlich was an enthusiast of gambling, as obviously President Miller is. And Governor Ehrlich wasn't able to get a compromise with legislators to do it. Governor O'Malley came in, he got compromises, he got those decisions made. So I think a big part of his legacy is knowing how to work with people and get things done. And as he cited in those rankings of number one in education, all these areas, he's gotten a lot done.
Let's talk about this speech today.
Yep.
I got the sense when I was listening to it, it wasn't so much for us, it was for the rest of the country.
Oh, I don't think that's true. I think it was very Maryland-focused.
It was focused about Maryland, but pointing out things that many of us either know. It seems to serve not so much of a purpose for him in this state, but for him in the rest of the country.
Well, I hope it does, because I think people in the rest of the country need to know what he's been able to accomplish in Maryland, because I think it demonstrates his abilities, his values that have been very good for Maryland, and I think people around the country are starting to see that those skills and values could be good for the country.
It hasn't all been successes. If you were to look back on his term so far, what are his biggest failings?
I would say that he has worked very, very hard to improve the operation of government, sort of the bureaucratic side of the House, and it's not where it needs to be. Obviously, the example that he talked about today and was very upfront about was the healthcare website. But I'm the co-chair of the Joint Audit Committee that oversees the state agencies and screw-ups throughout state government. And so I see a lot of screw-ups. And I think that there have been improvements, but I think that's one of the harder things to fix in government, particularly when you're the governor in the legislature, is the bureaucratic procedures and the bureaucratic approaches. And I think we've made progress, but I still think we've got a long way to go in some of those areas. But the good thing, again,
How about the Baltimore City Detention Center?
Well, that's a great example. I mean, he knows that those issues very well. He cares a lot about crime. That sort of was his big lead issue when he was mayor of Baltimore, and made tremendous progress there. We've made tremendous progress since he's been governor, but you can't turn around the whole system in 7 years. And so he went to the FBI, he worked with the federal government, he said, we got to clean this place up. And so that's a good example of how he is not afraid to set big goals, quantify them, and if you accomplish them, you say great, and then you set higher goals. If you don't meet them, you say what went wrong, and you fix it.
I think that's his style. I'm not trying to be nitpicky, but I think there are those who say that he did not acknowledge the problems for a long time.
I don't agree with that at all. Are you kidding me? He's been working on these jail problems for his entire term. That's why he brought in Maynard. That's why they went to the FBI and asked their help on the jail. That's exactly why they did it, because they knew that they had a problem.
Are you going to help with his campaign for president?
I think he'd be a terrific president. I think he's been a good governor. I think that's a few years off.
State Senator Rosa Pep, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
You too.